Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
How do you reckon you'd go at 55 k's?
On a bike? Fantastic. Do it easily.
Yeah, it's the walk. In rugby union, Carmichael Hunt and Adam Ashley Cooper to miss the big game between Queensland and New South Wales, but for completely different reasons.
Yeah, Adam Ashley Cooper's got a Baker cyst that's got nasty, and of course Carmichael Hunt's got himself caught up in this nasty cocaine crisis on the Gold Coast across three football codes. Yesterday, he went to the Southport Magistrates Court and pleaded guilty to four charges of possessing cocaine. The magistrate fined him $2,500, and then the AIU and the Queensland Rugby Union took their turn and they fined him $30,000 and have suspended him from playing for 6 weeks. So there's no way he'll be playing in this great barney between New South Wales and Queensland in rugby union. I mean, it's not on the fields for years. Queensland and New South Wales officials have been stabbing each other in the back off the field to get a Queenslander into a Wallaby side. Was once upon a time seen as almost impossible because of the strength of New South Wales rugby. So you've got the great Chris Handy, the Queensland prop, who always calls out "Go you good thing" whenever Queensland plays New South Wales. So even without Carmichael Hunt and Adam Ashley Cooper, it's going to be a big game, and that's partly because Ben Robinson, Ben with two N's, is going to become the most capped New South Wales Waratah ever. So that's a big moment for him as well. So it's going to be a doozy, even without those two other protagonists. Frank,
talking about big games in rugby league, South Sydney kicked off the season as it finished last season.
Well, Greg Inglis, obviously one of the great South Sydney players these days, he said the team wanted to make a statement, and that would partly be because Wayne Bennett, now the Brisbane coach, but formerly the Newcastle coach last year, he made a statement last year when he said South Sydney was predictable. Well, he's amended that a little bit in the lead up to this game, saying that they're predictable in that they're very, very good, and they're predictable about being very good, and they were last night, 36-6. That's an absolute pummeling for the Broncos, who of course going back to the future, if you like, by having Wayne Bennett back there. He did take them to six premierships in the past, and his going home was it's not so much the second coming or the Messiah, but it's that result last night suggests that there's a lot of work still to be done at the Brisbane Broncos. Well, South Sydney, having won the premiership last year, have won the Auckland Nines, the World Club Challenge, and they seem to be a club. I mean, you don't win premierships in March, but there seems to be an awful lot of desire there to go, to use that term, back-to-back, Fran.
Back-to-back. In cricket, Bangladesh really made things interesting for Australia and for New Zealand in the World Cup.
Yeah, well, Australia and Bangladesh is now equal with Australia in Pool A. You've got New Zealand at the top, Sri Lanka, and Australia plays Sri Lanka this weekend, so that's going to become a very, very important game for Australia. I think Australia will qualify. In fact, Australia will qualify. It's all about where you finish, first, second, third and fourth, and who you'll play in the quarterfinals. But England, it's a completely different thing altogether. England is now on 2 points. That's 3 points behind Bangladesh and Australia, and they play the Bangladeshis this weekend. And you'd have to think if Bangladesh wins that, there'd be about, I don't know, how many in a squad? 15? It'd be about 15 Englishmen, Irishmen and South Africans who wouldn't be game to go home to Heathrow, Fran. We know the vitriol that comes out of what used to be known as Fleet Street. England's performances in this World Cup have been very, very below par. Mm-hmm. And there's a bloke called Kevin Peterson sitting in the wing saying, "I told you so."
Yeah, he did too. All right, talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Fran.